Good morning, beautiful people. Thank you.
How about 4,500 performances? Mufasa Fitzgerald. And if you want to be churched some more, oh my beloved Carlos, with another amazing, incredible jacket. I really want to get this mic turned on. So we're good. Okay, you've heard enough of me. Let's hear from Carlos.
I have no words to say how grateful I am to be here with you. As we were driving in from Western Massachusetts yesterday, I saw many a car that had been in an accident. Some were little bumper scrapers, some were in shops. A number of cars. People stopped on their journey, halted from where they were intending to go and be. None of those cars was mine. I've been in plenty of cars that have hit black ice, tumbled over once they had to cut me out of the car. They were concerned that I might be a paraplegic for a while. My surgeons and my doctors said that there was no way that I would probably ever recover my mobility. That I would probably never again be able to pick up a gallon of milk, take it out of the refrigerator, and pour it to a glass. I was told that me, an avid gardener, would be required to look forward to a future where I looked out the window and watched the gardener I had paid take care of my flower beds. I have been told many times that my life was over. And I have thought at times that this was fully so. I know that I am a miracle standing before you. I know that you are a miracle. I am blessed.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know how many decades in this place. I have said to you, if you have ever felt less than fully alive, if in the ongoing process of your day-to-day living, you have ever had moments of fear, moments of shame, moments of confusion, moments where you just weren't fully alive. I said, if you've ever had any of those moments, raise your left hand. I asked you to do that today. And then I've asked you to look around the room so that you don't think you're the Lone Ranger. So that you could see that everyone in this sanctuary has been touched by fear, confusion, and the appearance of death. I ask you to leave that left hand up if you're able to, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. I told you it's a part of your story of victory, a part of your story of overcoming, a part of your story of being born again. Again, then I've asked you if you've ever made it through the dark night of the soul. If you've ever forgiven something that you believed was unforgivable. If you've ever made it through the dark night of the soul by putting one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching on even through what has been referred to as the valley of the shadow of death. If you have ever gotten up off your knees. If you have ever risen. Raise your right hand. And then I ask you again so that you don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger. to look around the sanctuary, to notice that every single one of your sisters and every single one of your brothers has been down but got up, has made it through. And then I've asked you to know along with me that this is the evidence of resurrection. I have been lost and I have been bound. I have been blind and my eyes have been opened again to see. I have been dragging on my belly and I have gotten up to walk. You don't have to look outside of yourself and your life for proof of the resurrecting power of Almighty God. You are the proof. You are the evidence. My brother drove me here yesterday to tell you you have every reason to be glad because you have been dead before. Haven't you?
Yes.
Haven't you?
Yes.
And you have always risen from the dead. Jesus says, awake, you sleep. Arise from the dead. And Christ shall give you life. I want to acknowledge something about this Resurrection Sunday business that they call Easter. I want to acknowledge something about this story. I want to acknowledge that it is a story that seems beyond belief. It's a story that is a stretch. It's a story that many of my friends shake their head in sadness and in compassion for me. Carlos, Carlos, Carlos. You believe in the impossible. And I say, I sure not do. This story is a stretch. But a man long ago, in a land far away, came to believe himself to be at one with God. Came to believe himself to be composed of spirit. How a man long ago in a land far away truly came to believe that the answer to every question was love, and the solution to every problem was love, and that he and we were personifications of love. It's a stretch, this story. That this man came to believe that he would end the wait for the Messiah to come. How? By being the Messiah. By being the answer. By being the Savior. In this ridiculously impossible story to believe, this man came to believe that he would be the final sacrifice, and that if he laid down his life and raised it again, you would know that you could do the same. A stretch, this story, that if he died and raised himself to life again, you, brother, could do the same. I could do the same. All of us could do the same. He fully believed that he was the answer to the question. He truly believed that if he gave his life on Calvary, as it was written the Messiah must do. And if he raised himself from death on the third day, as the scriptures written had recorded, he would do, that you and I would be ushered into a space of being able to believe for ourselves. I too can be born again. Again, when I was a little boy at the Pentecostal church, they talked a lot about being born again. They said a sinner could be touched by God and become angelic, could be like Jesus. And there were so many people in that church who claimed to have been born again. Some of them in whom you could find no trace of Christ's life. Not a trace. Bitter people, angry people, judging people, condemning people, who love to testify. I've been born again since I was 13 years old. I belong to the Lord. I remember I was 7 years old and I leaned into my daddy and I said, I think Sister Brown needs to be born again and again. I think it wore off. My dad would say, there is nothing uglier than a so-called Christian in whom you could not find any evidence of Christ-like presence. He would say, on the other hand, there is nothing so beautiful as so did you. Arise, you who sleep. Awake from the dead. And Christ shall give you light. Oh, my friends who feel so sorry for me on days like Easter. Carlos, Carlos, Carlos. You believe in such an outlandish tale. You are the most gullible of people. You have made a career out of preaching about something that clearly could not have occurred. It is not possible. I go, exactly. It is impossible. And if I can believe in the impossible, shucks. There is nothing I can't do. I can't get up off of my knees and get to running again. I can be resurrected again and again. Call me crazy. Call me the most foolish among fools. But church, I believe the story. I do. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, I believe the story. I'm not a unity minister who says the entire thing is metaphysically written. It didn't really mean that he really did die and really did rise. It just metaphysically means that dot, dot, dot. No, I'm not that guy.
Okay.
I believe.
Story. Amen. Well,
it electrifies me. It quickens me. It lifts me up each time I fall. When my brother Alton just sang his testimony, I sat over there going,
Some of my brethren know they brought me here to preach. He's preaching. He's preaching. Melodically. But you talked about the kingdom, the unshakable kingdom. I live there and it lives in me.
All right.
The kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God is alive and well,
mm-hmm,
and has its residence in you, my fine sister. The kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God is alive and well and living in each and every one of us. I didn't come here for anything less today than to be born again, again. My daddy used to say, everybody wants to be born again, but don't nobody want to die.
Well,
come on, church.
Yeah, well, come on.
In order to be born again, I must die to who I am at any given point.
Yes.
I can't stay the same old me and choose to accept the gift of being born again. I have to let go of who I am today, who I am right now. How cool and calm and collected that cat is. I have to know that there is more for me to be and more for me to do. A brighter light for me to shine. So if I am to step into that, I have to let go of the level I'm living at now. Because if I want to be born again, I have to die to who I think I am right now. And church, I have no problem with who Carlos is right now. I rather like Carlos. I love the guy, to tell you the truth. I think he's pretty awesome. But who he is right now ain't all of who I want to be.
Well.
I know there's more.
Yeah.
There's more life to live, more light to shine, more Christ to give rise to. Church, I may not be yet all God has born me to be. But thank God I ain't who I used to be. I may not be the fullness of all that I am born to be. But come on now. Thank God I'm not who I used to be.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I was a trip. I was that and then some. I, like you, once was afraid of God. I, like some of you, once was under the erroneous misconception that heaven was a place beyond the clouds that was available to a very few among the number of human beings to get into to enjoy everlasting life. I wanted to be in that number, but I doubted very seriously that I would be. I was afraid of God. Many of us have been in a relationship of fearship with God. That's who I was, but not no more, baby. I used to blame people. I went through some hard stuff in the early years of my life. It was not fun. I used to blame those people. I used to wish very icky stuff for them. If somebody slapped me on the right cheek, I would slap them down. Because I had been hurt when I was a kid. I said, when I grow up, ain't nobody going to lay hands on me. I was an angry man. Not anymore. Now I know that God is in heaven. That heaven is in me.
Yes, yes, yes.
That holy is my name. I now know that God wants me to know. I have nothing to fear. And that there is nothing and no one to blame. I've been informed.
Well,
my captivity is over.
Yeah.
I've been informed. In truth, I'm free.
Well, well, well.
So it is.
So it is.
That's your testimony too. God is in heaven and heaven is in you. And holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You have been informed.
Well, thank you.
Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free, and so it is.
Is. Amen, amen, amen.
Glory. You're driving all the way to Manhattan to talk about something that never could have occurred. It's beyond all human reason. And I go, isn't it though? Isn't it though? It's beyond all human reasoning. I like that about it. I love that about it. You have to be out of your mind to believe he died and rose again, don't you know? That's what I like about it. I love being out of my mind. I love being out of my mind. So that I can be in the mind of Christ. One who believes. Love is the answer to every question. The solution to every problem. One who knows all things are possible to we who believe. Call me gullible. It tickles me when you call me gullible. Call me crazy. I get a pep in my step when you call me crazy.
Come on, Charlie.
Call me the biggest fool among a pack of fools. And you will open my heart chakra wide and cause my hands to rise and say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He rose so that I can rise. Could you close your eyes for a moment? It's time for a sila.
Mm-hmm.
A break for station identification. So that you can remember, you are not the sponsor of your life. A pause for the cause of deepening what has been spoken. A meditation. And so we breathe. And we do acknowledge, individually and collectively, that this story is a stretch. Pretty much unbelievable, actually, that a man who fully believed himself to be at one with the Creator could die that I might live again and offer me an opportunity to be born again, again. Open my heart. Let holy love flow through me. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. I am asleep and dreaming the dream of separation. I am asleep in need of rousing. Rouse me, Holy Spirit. Awaken me to the truth of who I am and whose I am. And increase my joy that I am one who believes in the impossible. Who believes that with God all things are possible. And let me stand fast in the liberty with which the truth has set me free. And may I be entangled no more in the yoke of bondage. Peace, be still. God is I am. I am God is. Stretch me, O God. As I arise. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing and no one to blame. I've been informed. My captivity is over. So it is. Thank you.
in empty hallways, pale day moon in the sky, streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, frozen smiles to chase love away. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Tin can at my feet, I think I'll kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Humankind is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Tin can at my feet, I think I'll kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Thank you.